I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for the Friday UK Sports Report with LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey there, Alan.
The UK football team has a very important contest on Saturday against UT Martin. They're 5-5, and if they win this one, they're eligible for a postseason play, a bowl game, of course, we're talking about. Let's talk first about the matchup between UK and UT Martin.
Yeah, this is one of those, you know, you circle on the calendar, say this one should be an easy one. But, you know, to be honest, this is a pretty good team that's coming out of the Ohio Valley Conference. UT Martin, if you know Eastern Kentucky enough around here, you know, they've had a decent season, not what they expected. But UT Martin came into Richmond and beat them by 10. They really haven't taken control and beaten any of their, you know, Division One teams. Lost to Florida 45-0, but I think it's still a pretty good OVC team. You know, in fact, they beat the Jacksonville State, the favorite to win the OVC. So I think it's not going to be a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think Kentucky should definitely be able to take care of business and get that all-important sixth win to make sure that they are playing a postseason game.
If the game gets out of hand, we're likely to see some seldom-used players on UK side.
Well, not only that, but we're getting to that point of the season where, you know, you're allowed to play freshmen four games. And I think we've already seen that with a few of the guys like J.J. Weaver and Jared Casey coming in on defense and playing at the linebacker position. So I think we're going to start seeing that even more. I think Travis Tisdale came in at running back last week. So we're going to start seeing more and more players. It's, you know, you got to imagine it being like a Game 7 of the World Series where it doesn't matter how much a guy's pitched, they're going to bring him in anyway. And so you're just throwing everybody that you can into the game that can help you and make you get a win. And in this case, it's a big enough game for Kentucky that, you know, they'll do what they can to get this sixth win.
And subscribing to the notion, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I'm sure we're likely to see Lynn Bowden under center for the lion's share of the snaps.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, they took that "or" away from, you know, his name. So it's definitely Lynn Bowden that's going to be the guy that's in there. Now, that doesn't mean we may not see, you know, we very well could see Sanders Smith come in and play some snaps here or there, keep the defense honest. But at the same time, I mean, you're right. If it's not broken, it hasn't been. This is a team that's 16th in the country in rushing now. And I think most of that is since Lynn Bowden has been inserted to quarterback. So they're going to keep doing that until somebody can stop it.
403 yards on the ground against Vanderbilt last weekend.
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, in some instances, you're sitting there going, gosh, this is a lot of fun. Others, you're sitting there going, man, I feel sorry for Vanderbilt. But at the same time, just it doesn't matter who you're playing to rack up that many yards. Almost had three players with over 100 yards. Would have been the first time in school history, and they just couldn't get I think it was Cavassier Smoke over the mark to be able to get that third player. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun to see that.
You have any idea what the final score might be?
You know, I think Kentucky's going to take care of business in this one. I do think UT Martin's going to score, but I think Kentucky can win like a 27 to 10 kind of score. And I think they'll be bowling, and then we'll see what they can do against Louisville the next week to improve their chances at a better bowl.
All right, pivoting really quickly to the UK men's basketball team. They've got a game tonight against Mount St. Mary's and then Lamar. This team is really struggling from the outside. 21% in three-point shooting. Did I read that right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of 12 in the last game. I mean, they were lucky to get the one that they got, and it was a pretty long one from Tyrese Maxey. But, yeah, they're just – it's so hard to put your finger on because of the way they came out that first game. It just looked so good. And now they just look like they're lost. And I really can't even say it's this or that. I mean, they're playing decent defense, which I guess is good news because once the offense does catch up, then I believe this is going to be a team that's going to be tough to stop. So it's a matter of that. It's also a matter of the fact they've had so many injuries and, you know, Ashton Hagans was out for a little bit. Now, last game we missed Emmanuel Quickly and E.J. Montgomery, so you were only down to 7 scholarship players. It's, you know, once they get everybody healthy, get everybody back, learn the offense, probably when we go through Camp Cal, in mid to late December, that's when they're really going to improve.
When you only have seven healthy players, talk about the difficulty it is to hold a really competitive practice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because a lot of times when he's got the 10 players that can go out there, they're going against each other while the walk-ons are over on the side, either just getting up some shots or, you know, going on the treadmill or the bikes or something like that. They're just staying loose, being ready to come in. And so now you're talking about the walk-ons have to be in there. And I'm not sure exactly what, you know, they're going to be bringing defensively to try and stop these guys in practice and things like that. So, yeah, you're missing out on getting to go up like an E.J. Montgomery. You're not going up against an E.J. Montgomery. You're going against a Ben Jordan, who may be a fine player and is for a reason over there with the Wildcats from the baseball team. But he has been a baseball player his whole career at UK. So, you know, you step that up when you bring in a guy like E.J. Montgomery that was a McDonald's All-American.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today. Our guest has been LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.